Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here from training camp. Coach, excited to see you. I mean, 43rd camp. Let's go back to your start in Baltimore. Did you ever think, and maybe you got a timeline, maybe 10, 20 years I could do this job, but to be in it for 43 years and here you are today?
Yeah, I really wasn't thinking about that at that point. I was trying to figure out how to get to the next day and how to make it through the first week. So you know how it is that first camp. You just want to survive.
Yeah, pits in the stomach for the players. And you guys twirling the whistles and cracking your jokes out there. You know, I sit here, and we've done this show at the start of training camp each and every year. But talk about the buzz here. And I know some of the quarterbacks have been around. Some of the coaches have been around. But once those gates open, these people were here at 4 a.m. this morning waiting to see you guys start your first practice. It's got to feel good.
Is that right? They beat us here then. Yeah, we had a great crowd today. And they were hanging from the ramps up there in Gillette. So. It was a good group today, a lot of enthusiasm. But, you know, we just have to focus on what we need to do and continue to get better and, build our fundamentals, build our team.
I know your team changes year to year, the complexion changes, but you've had some success, especially the last 3 years, meaning your team plays deep into February, at least the first week in February. A lot of guys have played. Do you have to sort of watch reps?
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way it's been every year. It's a good problem to have because you want to be playing. As long as you can. But, you know, we had a good spring. We had a good off-season program. So we were able to gauge the readiness of the players in that. And so I think the guys that are out here are ready to go. And the ones that aren't, hopefully they'll be back soon.
All right. Running back has changed. A lot of yards from LeGarrette Blount over the years. He's done a great job for you. But you've changed that mindset there as far as where you got four guys with four different skill sets. How important is that for Josh McDaniels and Tom moving forward, being able to juggle that and get the right guy in at the right time?
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be as important for us to have, you know, certain guys in on certain plays. Maybe if our backs, can develop a skill set where they can play on all three downs, in some cases on fourth down, like Bolden and Burkhead, and some of those guys have been able to do for us that, we won't be in that situation as much. But if we need to sub them, then we'll be ready to sub them.
Obviously, we're going to have some joint practices coming up here. You guys are going to travel. We're also going to travel to Detroit and do sort of a walkthrough one. With the rosters for what they are, is it imperative that you maximize reps? How important is each rep, each play, each snap for each player, and how much do you stretch that to?
Yeah, I think that really hits it on the head, Scott. There's not really a lot of time. There's not really a lot of opportunity. And the ones that we get are critical. They're important. And the guys that don't get them really need to pay attention to what's going on so that they can mentally get those reps that they're not physically taking. So that's a key thing for us in this camp will be to maximize every single opportunity that we have.
Sounds great. If you want to carry four quarterbacks, let me know. Hook me up and get me off this
okay.
Coach, all good
right.
Luck. Thanks, the rest Scott. Of camp.
Appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
You.
There you go. Head coach Bill Belichick. More Patriots All Access from camp. Back right after this.